What up, people? How are you? We made it through the 4th, and it is now the 5th of July. It's no longer Independence Day, but I'm sure you're still independent. great day. Had some friends, some family over. Shouts out to Candy, my sister Candace, and Charlie, and my children, my wife. Really had a great day today. We band together and we pulled off a great day, man. Probably spent more money than I should, which my wife always tells me I'm good for doing too much. But all in all, when I have people over my house, it's a couple of things that I just need. First of all, I never want to run out of food. I mean, I've been at places where they run out of food, so I tend to overdo it. You know, I cook 4 slabs of ribs. I cook, you know, chicken thighs, chicken wings, 2 different types of links. We made baked beans. We made greens. We made cupcakes. You know, it was a lot. Potato salad. It was we did way too much. Anyway. I hope the people that came over, excuse me, I'm a little tired. I hope the people that came over had a good time. I had an amazing time. And in the aftermath, as I sit here in my office, I'm just reflecting. We lost my mom back in December. And you guys have heard me talking about this before. And this is not about that. It's about the things that we hold and we cherish in this life. You know, my mom is gone and she left some of her things. Of course, you know, you can't take it with you. I mean, Egyptians tried to, but you just can't. You can't take these things with you. So the question I pose you today is, what are the things that you cherish? What are the things in your absence that you would like to give to somebody to safeguard? I don't know what those things would be for me. Is it a photograph? Is it a card or a letter? I mean, I just came across some cards, birthday cards and different cards that I've received over the years, and I've never gotten rid of them. And to sit here and read that card 20 years later is kind of dope. My wife wrote me a card in 1993, a happy birthday card. And she said she loved me. And it's amazing to sit here and look at that thing 23 years later. And it still say what it said. But it's even more powerful now because we've been through a lifetime together. We've raised 4 children, well, 6 children, including my oldest daughter, my oldest son, my only son. And we have accumulated a lot of things. I mean, there's some things that can't go, of course. That won't go, and that won't go, and that damn show ain't going. But there are a lot of things that will. Whether it be our images and, I mean, you know, I mean, I was faced with my own mortality just 18 months ago. So my wife had to think about that, man. She had to think about what to do with all of this shit. I mean, my footprint, fingerprint, ass print is all over this house. I can only imagine what it would have. My mother left a virtually small footprint on earth. She had her things in her apartment, and we have some of her clothes left. I sit here and I sit here and I'm looking at her. She would do little things to decorate, and she wouldn't do a lot for Christmas. She wouldn't go in for Christmas trees, but she had these candy canes that she would put on her door. Because that was one of the things that the senior community she lived in was adorning that door. And as I look across the room at those candy canes, I'm a bit taken aback. It's crazy because her urn is sitting here on my desk, and that don't move me at all. I mean, it's a dope urn. We had to make a decision on it, what it would look like. But I know she's not there. Like, some people safeguard their loved one's ashes. My mama gone, man. I saw her. I didn't see her leave her body. But I saw her when she was there, and I saw her when she was gone. It was like coming into a room where somebody used to be, and they aren't there anymore. They're not physically there. Like, hey, you seen Will? He gone. My mother was gone. Like, as I looked at her body lay there on the bed. Even though she was a bit incapacitated at the end, she was there, and then she wasn't. The thing, the energy that is us, the thing that animates us, was gone. So as I think about her, I often think about her, and most of my memories are fond. All of my memories are fond. The thing you feel when a person is gone from this plane is you miss them. You miss your interaction. It's all you. So I would challenge you today to take inventory of your things. Take inventory of the things you want to keep. You would have somebody keep. Take inventory of the things that other people may or may not think is valuable. The crazy part is when you're gone, it's all valuable. I'm Rodney Perry. This is the podcast. Hope you guys are having an amazing day. Be good.